From computer geek to computer chic, it's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome to our number two, duh, I guess if you're multilingual.
Duh?
Duh.
Or do?
Do.
With an X?
I don't know.
Or with an H?
I don't know.
It's Ken and Brandon, by the way.
Dose? Is that one?
Yeah, that's one.
Yeah. Hour number two of the Computer Corner. We're talking to you about computers, your questions, your problems, your whining, whatever it is about your computer.
If you want to whine at us, and not the kind you can drink, but the kind you can speak, you can do so at 602-277-5827. We've got a free line open right now.
And for the wine that you can drink, send it to 5300 North Central.
Care of Ken Colburn.
Yes. The virtual wino. Of course, at this time, we got all these things all stacked up here. We got Mike Howell sitting in here ready to do the news. We got Adam ready to do his acronym.
We got a guest audience here in studio.
An audience, yes, but we're not gonna go there.
Maybe we can get some live applause or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, yeah, listen to the crowd roar.
Yeah, some solid applause. All right, Mike Howell, what's going on in the world of technology outside of whatever it is that we decided to talk about?
Yeah, okay. Well, according to CNN, military robots well-trained for war have finally come here. They're now...
Here in the studio?
No, here in this century.
Oh, they're amongst us.
Correct.
That's scary.
Yes, they've actually... A 42-pound pack bot was put into action in Afghanistan, working to lay down cover smoke, test for chemical weapons, and it actually has a neck that can reach out and look around corners.
E.T.
Yeah, pretty advanced. It's actually supposed to save lives. It goes in before the soldiers go in so that it can detect these things.
And how many quarters does it take?
Yeah. It actually runs $45,000.
Oh, that's a lot of quarters.
Yes, that would be quite a lot.
Right. Wait, I have a sound file for that. Wait.
Which one?
Here it is.
Wow, you're really on it today, aren't you?
Time I was reading something else, trying to research a future.
Okay,
yeah, sure.
All right, get
ready
for those sound files because she's got more good news stories. What else going on?
Also, two MIT students, or graduate students, I should say, have uncovered a treasure trove of personal and corporate information on used disk drives.
We did this story years ago on Channel 10.
Yes, no, well, no, this just came about.
No, but we did this. We did this.
Oh, really?
Years ago, on camera for Channel 10. Go ahead, I'll let you finish the story.
Yeah, they, spent $1,000 and bought about 158 disk drives that had been used and not erased properly, which we talked about last week. They found more than 5,000 credit card numbers, medical reports, detailed personal and corporate financial information.
Yes.
As well as emails.
Breaking news.
Whatnot.
We bought three used hard drives. I think we spent $80 on all three of them, and found court records from the district court, bankruptcy court.
Really?
With Social Security numbers, all kinds of stuff. We actually went and interviewed the state agencies, interviewed some of the victims. It was, in fact, I guess it was up for a news, whatever they call those Emmy thingies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was big
time.
Well,
yeah, they're writing a book. It's actually, they're publishing a journal in the IIEE Computer Society Journal.
Oh, that's a geek. Who cares?
Yeah, but still, I mean, that's kind of scary to think about.
People need to take away from this. If you visit the show resources from last week's show, we had a link on there to a free program called Eraser. Folks, you have no idea what's going to happen to that hard drive once you give it up. Don't let it go out with your personal information on it. Get rid of that stuff. If you don't know how to do it, if you're going to donate or give away your computer and you really want to make sure you're safe, yank the hard drive out of the thing, give them the rest of the computer, hang onto the hard drive until you can get it into the hands of somebody you trust to make sure that critical information has been removed.
And the place you could trust is the place we were helping out last weekend, and you can trust them because they do take care of that on your behalf. That's
azstrut.org
if you want information. Arizona Strut Students Recycling Used Technology.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And something for the single sexy studs out there. Yahoo is now adding video and voice to online dating.
Wait a minute. Single sexy studs.
That would not
single,
be you
we're
or
not
Brandon.
Sexy. Hey, but we're studs, aren't we?
I think I am.
Single sexy studs.
Hey,
one out of three ain't bad.
Two out of three for some of us.
Oh. Okay, what are they doing?
They're putting video and voice on it, so now you can actually hear and see the mannerisms of the people.
Let me get this straight. So instead of acting like you post a picture of some supermodel up on your profile right now, right? So now you're going to be able to take video of a supermodel and pretend that's you.
Correct.
Up on Yahoo. Is that what you're telling me?
Mm-hmm.
Very
nice. From computer geek to computer chic.
Yes.
Yeah, so hopefully if you are single, you'll check that out. Actually, more than 17 million people viewed online personals last year.
Isn't that amazing? Actually, that's one of the few industries that's actually turning a profit on the internet.
Part of the dot-com bust, huh?
It's the secondary lower version of the adult industry that's making the most money.
Right, internet porn always is making money on the internet, even when the economy's down.
Right, and so this is like a toned-down version. That's
right.
It's all
more.
That testosterone you guys are putting out there.
Wow.
Wait a minute. You know what? I won't even touch that.
Yeah. All right. Shall we go to Adam?
Yeah. You know, I hear we have music, so let's fire that bad boy off and bring Adam in.
A-D-A-M, that stands for him. It's time for Adam's acronym.
Hi.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, I like how he follows it up with a
hi.
Hi.
Hey, every week we invite Adam to come back and explain a term.
We don't invite him. He just shows up.
Okay. Okay, we can't get rid of Adam. But you know what's cool about Adam? He's 12 years old, and he's as brilliant as they come at 12. And he's going to share some knowledge.
I like how you added that, at 12.
Yes.
At 12.
I am sharing more knowledge today.
Yes, bring your knowledge, Mr. Adam.
Yes. Have you ever had one of those days when Windows just has a mind of its own?
Oh,
isn't that every day?
Oh, yes.
It hates anything you do.
Ooh, you know, I think Roy or whoever it was earlier was having that problem.
And you touch anything on your computer, and it jumps at you and says, don't do that.
Oh, yes, the don't do that error.
Today's acronym is BSOD, for the Blue Screen of Death.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's a good one.
Yes.
A lot of people have never heard of that, BSOD. Explain what that is.
Well, a lot of people who haven't heard of it are very lucky. Very lucky.
And I'm bringing on the Microsoft.
And if you haven't heard of it by now, at some point, if you are using an operating system from Mr. Gates, you will have heard of it, is my guess.
Well, Mr. Gates got to enjoy his own blue screen of death during a national a rollout of Windows 98, if you remember.
The product launch. It was up on the big, huge theater screen, and he's showing you how all the cool, nifty features and how it has friendlier,
but you know
more
what?
Helpful error messages like this blue screen that doesn't tell me anything.
That makes us all feel better, though, that the chairman of Microsoft also has the problem.
Yeah.
So what does it look like when you get the blue screen of death?
Well, on Windows 95, 98, or Millennium, basically you get this blue screen that's got some white text on it.
Oh, and it's really helpful text, isn't it?
You got to be kidding me. it's extremely...
A bit cryptic. Exception at K-Mode 00469A47.
You don't know what that means?
Now writing debug information.
No, wrong operating system.
Yeah, but either way, I mean, it's real helpful like that.
Yeah, it's like that.
The general
page fault occurred at ios.vxd.
Right.
I've had that before.
Yeah, so. No, it's what they call geekanese.
And sometimes you can even get out of a blue screen death and get back to your Windows desktop, if you're lucky.
Hey, actually, let's put a little tip in there for everyone. If you ever get a blue screen of death and it says press any key to continue, and you do, first of all, when you find the any key for your new users,
right?
When you press that and it comes back and it's working again,
it's time to reboot.
Yes. Immediately tell the machine to start, shut down, restart, or just shut down and then restart it. Because if you don't, you have an unstable operating system and lots of cool things will start happening. So the tip for the day is, Adam's tip is...
If you ever have a blue screen of death on 95, 98, or Millennium... Restart if you can.
If you can, yes.
Oh, well, you're going to have to restart even if you can.
There you go.
But it's even worse now. We're getting into NT4, Windows 2000, and Windows XP. If you get a blue screen of death, you're sunk.
Yeah, you're...
You cannot do anything.
You're into that next life, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then your computer just dies, and you get to restart it. And
it's no fun.
You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Hey, you know what you could do, Adam?
Yeah?
You could always buy a Mac.
Yeah, I'm running a Mac right now.
Yeah, because they never have problems, right?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. By the way, I'm not going to be on next week. I'm going to be in a future city thing.
Okay, well, then come back 2 weeks from now with two acronyms. We're going to be at the Phoenix Open next week anyway, so that works out perfect.
Okay.
All right, Adam.
Yo.
Be good.
Will do.
It's the Computer Corner News Radio 620 KTAR. Ken Colburn over there. Brandon Disney over here. Mike Kell and an audience. Brian Scalzo, our technical director. And we'll be back in just a bit.
The credibility the station has with me.
That's the only thing I rely on.
I listen to what they say, and I think it's probably right.
They cover both sides of any issue.
620 KTAR.
That's just very informative.
No, they're just around all the time. Credibility.
Up to date.
All about the valley.
Like the fact that no matter what's going on, they break in right away.
Their news people do a good job of delivering the news.
It's more than credibility.
It's breaking right there.
Live. Local.
Live local first.
First.
620 KTAR.
News Radio 620 KTAR.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to improve their bottom line. The good news is, you don't have to look very far. Thanks to all the ways business owners can save at Sam's Club. You want to save on office supplies? No problem. On average, Sam's Club members have saved 31% on office supplies. That's right, savings of 31%, according to independent research performed June through July 2002. Bring your supply list to Sam's Club first, and savings like that add up fast. Just think, you can save on everything from paper to ink to computer equipment to office furniture. Sam's Club is all about giving you more, more name brands, more savings, and more services. And that's exactly what you'll find on January 23rd at your new Glendale Sam's Club located at 18501 North 83rd Avenue. So stop by your Glendale Sam's Club to experience the savings. Sam's Club, it's a big deal.
Happy 15th birthday,
Happy
Danny
birthday,
boy!
Happy birthday, Dan!
It's a computer!
Yes, it's got everything.
80 gig hard drive, DVD writer, surround sound speakers.
Yeah, pretty cool, huh?
No Cox high-speed internet?
No, but look at that monitor.
Nice, but without Cox, surfing the web is just like watching grass grow. So all this extra stuff is just stuff.
Even the crocheted mouse pad.
Do you feel this way about the internet in your home? You will with Cox high-speed internet. Even the best computer can use the power of Cox. It's up to 100 times faster than dial-up and features an always-on internet connection. So you'll never have to dial in. Cox Communications, your friend in the digital age. Get download speeds up to 100 times faster than AOL dial-up. Self-install with Cox Fast Connect right now and pay